Welcome to
You Haven't Seen.
I'm Debbie.
And I'm Ashley.
This is a podcast where we watch movies that everyone has seen but us, and then we talk about them. So today we're watching Let the Right One In, which I believe is a Swedish film. It's set in Sweden anyway, but outside of Stockholm. This was released in 2008. It's drama, horror, romance, and there was an American remake of this called Let Me In, starring Chloe Grace Moretz, or Chloe Moretz, or whatever she goes by now. But we're not watching that one. We're watching the original.
Which is on Netflix.
Yes. You can stream it on Netflix and rent it from... I looked this up, actually, on Can I Stream It today before we watch... Because I was like, well, where are we going to watch this movie? And... almost any outlet where you can purchase a streaming, like, movies to stream, this is available on in the U.S.
Well, that's good.
So, everyone, it's very accessible. You should watch it. Ashley, what do you know about this movie?
Well, I know this movie is very scary.
It's a horror film.
It is a horror film, and I'm also deathly afraid of vampires and children.
Oh, great.
I hate scary children. I hate it, and I know that I should be like, okay, the only reason this child is scary is because, oh, you know, like, when they're, like, highlighted, when they're lit from above, they do look scary. And I know it, and I know they're not scary, but I still am like, if there's a creepy kid in a film, I am so, like,
ugh. I don't, like, it's rare that I genuinely like a horror movie because I do get scared so easily. I either hate horror movies or I am extremely, like, meh about them. I have no opinion or the worst opinion. And this is one of the few horror movies that I actually really do like.
Yeah. See, I like some horror films, like zombies I can do.
But not vampires.
No, I had a really bad experience. I had a doubleheader when I was a kid. Watched a Are You Afraid of the Dark episode where there was a vampire in a movie theater. And I slept on my mom's floor for like 2 weeks. It gets better.
Oh, boy.
And then we went... I can't remember how old I was, but I couldn't have been that old. And we went to Blockbuster. That's why I couldn't have been that old. And we're looking to pick out a movie, and I saw a movie that had Leslie Nielsen on it, on the cover.
Who's Leslie Nielsen?
He's in the Top Gun films, white hair, he was Mr. Magoo.
I haven't seen any of the Top Gun films.
Oh. Airplane?
Yes, I've seen Airplane.
He's like, surely you must be joking.
Got it. Okay.
That's him.
There's a reference
We'll get there. But he was Mr. Magoo, and I just watched the Mr. Magoo film, and I was like, oh, I like this guy.
Oh,
and I was
it sucked you in.
I want this. And my mom was like, I don't really think you want that. And then my dad was like, no, it's fine. It's Mel Brooks. And it was Dracula Dead and Loving It, which, by all accounts, is a comedy. Not a very good comedy, but it is a comedy.
It is a comedy.
And there's a scene where they put a stake in the vampire, and blood comes gushing out, like... as if someone put, like...
like a geyser.
Yeah, and it keeps going.
Because it's a comedy.
Right? And then they stop, and it keeps going. And I just remember, like, Home Alone, just like... and then I slept on my parents' floor for another month.
Mel Brooks over here.
I know. But that...
hates vampires partially. 50% of the reasons you cite for hating vampires is a Mel Brooks film.
I know, and the thing...
and any other Mel Brooks film, you're over here quoting every single freaking line.
I know, and the thing that makes...
this is too much.
The thing that makes me really, like, just cringe inside is... to this day, I have not watched Dracula Dead and Loving It all the way through again. It's also the only film that's not in any of the collections. I think there's, like, a dispute or something with it. But to this day, I know, I like all Mel Brooks films. I've seen all of them. It's so silly, but I don't know why that mental image of just, like, if I wasn't prepared for what I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be a bumbling, like, Mr. Magoo kind of thing.
Yeah. We don't know why, but you don't like vampires. Do you actually know anything about the movie that we are about to watch?
I mean, I know that there's kids, and I know the girl's a vampire.
Okay.
And I know that, like, I know it's really good. Like, Empire, like, raved about it when it came out.
Well, this actually, I thought it was nominated for a foreign Oscar, but it doesn't look like it was. It was a BAFTA nominee in 2010 for Best Film Not in an English Language. But I don't think, it doesn't look like it got any Oscar nominations, which I'm incredibly surprised by. It has so, so many film festival awards.
That's the thing. I know it was, like, big. It was really talked about, and I know that it was one of those things where I was like, oh, I should see this.
Empire Awards, 2010, Best Horror Film. We like Empire.
We do like Empire. but I just never, I was like, I'm too, I was like, oh, I don't think I can watch it.
What? Yeah. No, sorry. There's a horror festival, and they give what they call chainsaw awards. So that just made me incredibly happy. Yeah, okay. So.
And there was just the play of this at St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And I saw some, because I was thinking about going to see it, but then I was like, I don't know if you have to watch the movie first. And then, like, it was only here for, like, a weekend or something. I couldn't get tickets. But I just saw a production photo, and it was, like, red. Like, the entire set was covered in blood. And I was like,
really?
Yeah. Like, it was a very bloody production. And I was like, oh, this is just, like, hammering it home. And I was like, I think I'm good not seeing this movie.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's all I know.
All right. Well, let's do the tagline then, and then... Mm-hmm. Watch it, because there's only one tagline for this film. Do you want to read it? You do the honors.
It's Ellie?
It's Eli.
Eli.
I think, yeah.
Oh. Eli is 12 years old. She's been 12 for over 200 years. And she's just moved in next door.
Dun, dun, dun!
That sounds like a, Ellie's 12 years old. She's just moved in next door.
Ooh. What can happen next? Oh my gosh, this could be a romantic comedy.
That's the thing.
I think it's a romantic horror. We'll talk about this later. But just swap out one of the genres. Okay, let's just watch it.
All right.
Let's just watch it.
Okay.
And we're back.
Yeah.
Let's again just do a general overview of the plot and then go into what we want to talk about. So general plot is
some stupid kids.
Oscar lives in this apartment building.
Who's a child?
Who is a 12-year-old boy?
Sorry, Oscar does not go connotate young.
The
name Oscar.
No, yeah, that's true. I was like, well, I think that part of the thing is that they're all, like, old souls. But you weren't talking about that. You were talking about his... Usually Oscars are old men. This is also correct. Okay. And then Eli and this old man, who is her caretaker, move in next door. And she is a vampire. And she and Oscar fall in love and then run away together. I think Oscar falls head over heels for her first. And then... It's like, okay, do we want to just dive in by talking about their relationship, or where do you want to start here?
We can start with their relationship, and then I'll get on to Oscar.
Okay. Well, let's start with the relationship, because I think that the first time I was watching this, I didn't really notice this as much, but this time around, I was just thinking that, like... Part of the way that she kind of reels him in, just also to clarify up top, in the book,
So this is a novel.
This is a book, yeah.
Oh,
this
okay.
They had the shot of her genital region, and there was the scarring, because in the book, Eli, when was in the process of being turned into a vampire, was also completely castrated. And so is a boy who is now living as a girl. But in the movie... So that was, like, kind of in reference to that. But because it's never specifically addressed in the movie, I am going to use she pronouns. Because I think in this movie, like, Eli is portrayed as a girl. And that's also what they're referencing to when she keeps saying, like, would you love me even if I wasn't a girl? She's also saying, like, you know, I'm a monster. But it's also in reference to that.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you get that at all?
I did. Well, I mean, the close-up shot of her. Yeah.
Which apparently was a mannequin, by the way.
Oh, no. They didn't make the poor 13-year-old girl.
They didn't. Oh, and also, fun fact, I don't know if you could tell, her character was also dubbed by an older woman.
Really?
Yes.
See, I thought, I did have to Google her age.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, the first time you see her, I was like, damn, this girl's 20 years old.
Yeah.
Because she does look a little haggard in the first
scene. Yeah,
that's
the thing, is she looks mature, and she's also kind of, like, what's the word that I'm looking for? Androgynous.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one of the reasons why she was cast.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought she was, like, the star of the film.
Absolutely. Oscar.
Oh, God, Oscar.
Okay, but let's...
But no, I loved her, but I thought there was, like, a thing where... At first, I thought it was, like, a Strain kind of thing.
A what kind of
thing?
The
Strain, because in Guillermo del Toro's The Strain.
I have not seen it, because, well, that was the poster where there was
right.
a thing coming
well,
out
thing
of the
is,
eyeball.
I haven't seen it.
And I was staring at the billboard, because there was, oh my God, I remember Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, I think 2013, I was outside the Javits Center, and I was just looking at the billboard of The Strain, and I remember just thinking, nope.
No, that's the thing. I thought the same thing, but then Vulture was like, did you not see last night's Strain? This is disgusting. And I was like,
no,
well,
it was disgusting. Did you see the posters?
But I was like, slow day at work. Click. And apparently they're like, some dude's penis just fell off into the toilet or something.
Wait, I'm going to need a little bit of context.
Nope.
Okay.
This was the article that was given to me.
I don't get any context at all.
So apparently, like, their vampires don't have genitalia.
Okay.
It just, like, they lose it.
Oh.
So I thought if there was something like that where it was, like...
I think that's very interesting. This is kind of a bit of a tangent, but because so many of... And especially, like, even in Dracula, one of, like, the big things about vampires was that they just kind of ooze sexuality. I think it's very interesting that he chose to, like, just...
Yeah, and then I thought that it was... So I thought... At first, I thought there was just a, like, oh, you lose... your parts, or you lose, you just stop.
Your bits.
You lose your bits. You just stop doing that.
Yeah.
Like, you just, there's no
the
need.
The whole sex
right.
thing.
Right. Like, she doesn't get cold either, so I just thought it was a thing. Anywho. And then,
it's not.
Oh, I gather that now. And then I thought when they had the close-up of her scarred genitalia, that it was kind of like a female circumcision thing, and they, like, did it so she couldn't procreate to...
To
create
like,
more vampires kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
she, the vampire thing is a traditional, if she doesn't kill you after you're bitten, you turn into a vampire.
Right, but the thing is, I thought that that could have happened, but like, I thought the vampires had to drink your blood to become a vampire? Or is that...
She did drink that woman's
blood.
No,
but like, so if you were a vampire...
Oh, but then you... Okay, yeah. That's another thing that I always found interesting about this is that the traditional rules of vampires, it's very, like... A lot of them are still applicable, but it's not, you know, hard and fast following... I'm just gonna say the Dracula rules, you know? Because there are the things like sunlight hurts them.
Yeah.
And then, because there was the whole, instead of a coffin, she's under, like, all of these blankets in the tub, but they can be...
I love coffin baths!
They can be out and about during the day, because clearly the woman wasn't seriously harmed by being awake and about in the daytime and stuff like that, and so I just thought that the interpretation here of the traditional vampire rules was very interesting, and I kind of like that it still kind of hung on... to, like, the big ones, like, they had to be invited in and things like that, but it wasn't hard and fast, like, line in the sand.
Right.
This little girl has to be in a coffin, and we need to find a way to make this work in modern Stockholm. Like, no, there was none of that.
No, I did like that. But, yeah, so that's, I was just a bit confused in that area.
Okay.
But I under when she, when I thought she was saying that she wasn't a girl, like, would you still like me? I thought it was more like she was referring to herself as, like, non-human.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that it can...
Which I like that.
Yeah, I thought that was great. And then unless you know that, oh, in the books it very much is also in reference to...
But, okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm going off topic.
Okay.
So when Eli...
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is Eli, right? I think that's how they pronounced it. Okay. Well, it's okay, because also, readers, we had the subtitles on, and so while we heard everything that was going on in terms of...
My brain was just
the
like,
the words
no.
that were being said, we were focused on the subtitles, I think. Because I'm just going to make a broad generalization. We're American and don't watch that many movies with subtitles. So I do notice, and I notice this in film school a lot too, that when I am watching a subtitled film, I have to like, I don't notice so much of even the sound design that goes on. And I'm always really annoyed at myself. Like, Debbie, you have a bachelor's degree. Can you read and listen at the same time? Can you? Apparently not, but...
Okay, so when Eli says that she's not a girl, would you still like me? Mm. And he's like, yeah, of course. And he says it so quickly that I was like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, good for him for being progressive, but, like, it's obviously not set in modern times. But then...
It's not set in, like, 2015.
No.
Yeah. And it's, I thought the 90s?
See, I thought some of the clothing styles...
Late 80s?
I'd say, and no cell phones either. That's the thing. If you don't see cell phones, I'm like, you gotta go back later.
I'm not exactly sure when this is set. I'm sure we can look it up. But, like, yeah, that is the thing. But I had always interpreted that as, oh, well, because, I mean, they're 12.
But also, is something happening with his dad?
I don't know. Because
there's that weird scene where, like, that's the grown-up tension.
Yeah.
And, like... I thought that maybe that his mom and dad got divorced because his dad was gay and moved in with, like, some dude. Maybe.
And I'll be honest, I don't know.
And so then I thought, oh, maybe the kid would be okay, or maybe Oscar would be more accepting if he knew that, like, something happened. But, like, I don't know. I didn't know if...
Well, let's look this up really quick. Let's pause while I look this up, because this is interesting. I was thinking that too during it.
I just have written down grown-up tension.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've just very quickly looked up the film plot summary on Wikipedia, and it doesn't mention anything about the dad. But I mean, I really, really want to read the novel now. It's the same title.
Yeah.
And see, because I feel like there would just bring so much more depth to these characters if we knew a couple of things. But I think that it's also, I mean, he really just falls for the, like, the soul, not the gender of the person. But also, did you, what?
Oh, I just looked at the IMDb, and it said, how is, Eli pronounced, and it said in the movie Eli is pronounced as one might pronounce the name Ellie. Oh. It's implied in the novel that the same way that Ellie, my God, in Hebrew is pronounced in Swedish.
Oh, so we should say Ellie. We should just make a decision and stick to it. Which one? Okay, we've paused the recording, gone back and listened to the movie, and when it says, what's your name, we all held our breath, and then she goes, Ellie. Like, that's not either of the pronunciations we were arguing about. So we're just going to go with Ellie.
Ellie.
Yeah, sorry for all the Eli stuff. Ellie. We're going to say Ellie and Oscar.
Ellie and Oscar.
Yeah. But Ashley did discover a bit of trivia about the father.
So according to IMDb, it says that Oscar's dad is not gay, but is an alcoholic. According to the LatinaReview.com interview with the director, he said he was surprised that people thought he was homosexual. His father is an alcoholic and uses the alcohol before his son every time it's attempted. I don't understand that sentence, but that's what IMDb chose.
I think what that means is because when the friend came over and the dad pulled out the bottle, Oscar did kind of have a look on his face that was like, oh, this again? And you and I kind of thought it was both in reference to, oh, this man is here and he's keeping me from spending time with my dad. But what apparently it is in reference to is like, oh, dad's drinking again.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I can say it. But backing all the way up to the beginning of what we were going to talk about before, like, I think we both got distracted. Well, I mean, that was my bad. But I was going to say the relationship between Ellie and Oscar. Part of, like, one of her hooks is that she says, like, you're like me. And he was like, what are you talking about? And she says, the first words I heard you say are, like, squeal and stab in the tree. Like, you want to kill people. I just do.
Yeah.
And I thought that that was so weird, I was like, this is not a good hook, Oscar. This is not a good thing that you should be like, yes, I do want to kill people. Like, we have so much in common. No! No, Oscar. But I just, ugh. And then, because she clearly does care for him is a thing.
Does she?
Yeah. Mm. Because even when she already had a caretaker, she still wanted to spend time with him and was tapping it on the wall and stuff. If she had only talked to him after her caretaker had sacrificed himself or whatever, then... Because I do think she is obviously using him to an extent because right. he is now her food source.
But also, I think she knows that her old caretaker...
is losing his touch.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, he can't kill anyone to save his life.
And her old caretaker obviously did care for her as well. You know?
Yeah.
It's just very complicated. I think she has to have these complicated relationships.
Yeah, since she's
so
young.
She could take care of everything. Yeah, and that must be so frustrating to be stuck eternally young.
That's the thing. I didn't, yeah, because at first I thought she'd only, because she, I mean, I get it. You're 12, like, I don't know if your brain doesn't finish developing if you're a vampire.
It seems like, because remember when, she was saying, like, please be me for a while, and there was a shot of her face when she looked old.
That's the thing.
And in that shot, they did use a third actress. There were three actresses portraying the character of Ellie. There was a young girl, the voice actress, and then the one for that shot, an older actress portraying that. So,
no, but the thing is, like, here's the thing. If you're 12 for 200 years, mm-hmm. or if you live for 200 years, like, you're gonna be savvy.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she just didn't seem savvy. It seemed like she just got turned yesterday. Like, she didn't know what a Rubik's Cube was.
Or, you know, might just be, like, self-imposed isolation.
True, but, like, I she didn't seem super cunning. Or, no, like, that she had, well, 200 years
maybe
worth
that's
of experience.
Just, that's true, but maybe it's just not in her nature to be cunning.
And also, I don't know, like, because when you're 12, like, your brain's not fully formed.
No, Oscar's isn't.
No, because I have written down 12 times, Oscar's an idiot. And, oh, I've written down, great, Oscar has a serial killer scrapbook.
That's, okay, I noted that as well. That, like, yeah, this kid is keeping, and then when the teacher asked him, oh, what books are you reading? He's reading the freaking newspaper. He's not reading creepy serial killer books, he's reading what's happening in real life, and then he's cutting out all the little articles and hiding them and...
That's the,
like,
thing.
Putting them in a secret drawer.
And at,
no Oscar.
Well, at first I thought that there was kind of, like, you know, like, I feel like I went through a mystery phase where I just kept reading, like, mystery novels, which
yeah.
are murderous.
That's,
but, like,
true. Maybe he doesn't have access to a library.
But, like, it seemed like he was reading them not for, like, a weird sense of, like, not for the sense of macabre. But
he was,
like,
reading them for inspiration on how
what?
To kill his bullies.
Right? And then I was like, okay, this is just weird.
Yes. I,
like,
think
he's
Oscar,
a weird kid.
I think he is a little disturbed.
Right? Okay.
And
I can see why he has no friends. He's not very nice.
Well.
And he has no social skills.
I think there are some other underlying issues as to why he doesn't have friends.
No.
Because I think
any.
He might be a tad depressed.
Yeah,
but it's also, because, and then when he finally did hit the bully in the face, he was very proud of himself that he stood up for himself, but then he didn't do it again. But then again, okay, the whole
All right.
subplot of the guy who was pretending to be friends with him, that was the most heartbreaking thing when he thought he made a friend
Wait.
In the pool at the very end.
That was the most heartbreaking thing in this
smile.
Film.
Little smile.
The little smile where he knows, like, oh, you're training me. Oh, I can't really talk
he
about
can't
that.
He can't swim at all.
I
he
just
purposely,
okay,
like, leaning over,
dude.
Swallowing pool water. What are you doing, right, Oscar?
Dude,
I'm sorry, I'm jumping all over the
No,
place.
It's fine. I know this kid is, like, 12 years old.
Yeah.
I won't judge him.
But?
However, I would watch the scene where they bully him on repeat. Not the last one, the first one.
Which is the first one?
Where they hit him with a switch.
Oh.
And no reaction is happening.
Oh, on his part?
Yeah.
Well,
and
to be
the
fair,
little chubby kid in the back is
crying.
The
little chubby one who switches him first, I don't think he's really, I don't think that hurt at all. Because but he's just kind of going, I felt really bad for the chubby kid.
Oh, the chubby kid
and
is.
And I am always very glad to see that he remains alive at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Because chubby kid doesn't want to be involved.
No, chubby kid is just, he knows his hierarchy.
Yeah.
He knows that if he wasn't with this kid,
he would be the
Oscar.
One who's bullied. But and
he
I
would
do,
have a serial killer.
I did want to pose to you at the very end, do you think the kid who is pretending to be his friend is killed?
Yes.
Okay. Cause you didn't see any blood over there though.
Oh no. See, I think he showed no emotion at the time. He was just a bystander. And that when Ellie came in, she saw blonde kid sitting by himself crying.
Yeah.
She saw the rest of their faces. I mean, if I was in that situation and, like, let's just say that someone I knew was being held underwater and that dude was just standing there, legit, I would have taken him out.
Yeah, would definitely be like, no, kid, you are...
Like, to show no emotion.
Just as guilty,
right.
Only in different ways.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just curious to see what you thought about that.
Do you think he's dead?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think she ate him.
Yeah, maybe.
But I do have a funny story to say about the last scene, the shot where Oscar's underwater, and you see the feet being dragged across the pool. I was watching this. My mom, who does not at all like horror films at all, saw me, you know, walk into the TV, in the big TV in, like, you know, the den of the house, or we call it the den. It's like the main TV, the main TV viewing area in the Rolfe home. Is where I was watching this, because I was home from college. Mom was, oh, what are you watching? And I said, oh, you know, it's a Scandinavian film. It's called Let the Right One In. It's about vampires and kids. And she goes, oh, okay, it sounds like a horror film, you know, we'll walk by. But I had been reading so much buzz about it, and so I was really excited to watch it. And so I told her as much, and she was, okay, cool. And so she kind of steers clear of that area, because my mom really doesn't like horror films. But then she decides to stop in the doorway and see, oh, what's this movie that Debbie was so excited to watch right during that shot. And so I just hear, oh my gosh! And then I finished watching it because it was almost over, right. And she ran away. But then she's like, are you done watching your terrible, awful, scary movie? Yes. To be fair, Mom... because I know you listen to this. You came in during the, by far, the worst
scene. Oh, by far the worst scene.
That was just poor luck.
Yeah.
But, whenever I've rewatched this movie since, and whenever I see the pool scene, I just hear my mom going, oh my gosh, what are you watching? I'm like, a good movie.
A good movie. But, yeah, no, I think Oscar's an idiot. And I think the only reason he went with this girl is because he's brainwashed.
I don't think
she groomed him.
I don't think I wouldn't say as much.
I don't
much.
Believe in love.
She tried to. Well, because the thing is, she left him.
Yeah, only to come back though.
I think because she was watching. I think that if she was truly only using him to provide for her, when she left, she would have left. But instead, she was watching him.
Yeah, but I think there's, like, a sense that, I mean, I don't know, I just think it's so selfish of her, which is why I think that she is a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Because she is, one, just ruined Oscar's life.
Yes.
Because they run away together at the end, which is by far the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Well, and that's something I've also always wondered is, where are they going? The only thing that I can think of is maybe they're going to his dad's house. That's the only other place he's been on the train to. Or maybe they're just going.
They're just going.
Man.
But, like, the thing is, like, everyone will assume that he killed all of those kids. Well, to some degree.
I think he would definitely be a suspect, but I think he is a very unlikely suspect.
Oh, totally. But he did hurt Coney, too.
Yeah.
So, not that unlikely. But the thing is, so, like, And now she's going to stay 12 years old, and he's going to... This is like a Benjamin Button situation.
I think that's what happened with her older caretaker.
They've been together that long?
I have suspicions.
But he... Someone has dropped... Like, he picks her up and brings her to this new house. Oh, you're saying that they've been together, they just moved into this apartment.
Yeah.
For a while.
I think that they've been together for a while, that this is just a new apartment. They have to move. But, okay, also, speaking of the older caretaker... He kept killing people in broad daylight.
He was not very smart. I didn't really get it. That's why I feel like they haven't been together for a long time.
I think they have.
Because he doesn't have his act down. He was making rookie mistakes.
Well, I think what's happened is because I've written down, I loved how organized he is, where he has his kit. So yes. Clearly he's very practiced in doing this because he has his routine down. I think he's just been doing it so long that he's getting careless.
Yes.
And he's clearly getting old, you know, because when he was running away from the first time when the best dog ever was just sitting there like...
Ricky.
Bark. Yeah, Ricky.
Ricky the giant white poodle.
Oh, yeah,
because
I have written down what... Ricky, no! Ricky, no. Just... And because I thought that was so... But there are so many shots in this that I just think are gorgeous.
Yes.
They're so wonderfully composed, and I think the color in this... movie is just so beautiful.
Yeah.
But that shot in particular, it's one of the longer ones, and you just see Ricky the poodle sitting there.
Giant white poodle.
And it's so funny because he's not even focused on the dead body and the caretaker in front of him. He's looking around. Yeah, he's, you know, wagging his tail, sniffs a little bit. It's like he's not even... focused on what's happening. He's just not leaving. And for some reason, I think that shot is, like, one of the funniest
things. No, the thing is, if you would have shown that, just that clip to someone, I would have been like...
This is a comedy.
Right, this is a lovely story about a man and a dog.
Because he goes, go away, and throws the tiniest puff of snow at him. Like, here's some fluff, go. Shoo. Yeah, but I love the whole routine the caretaker has.
Yes.
When he's the closest of him rinsing out the bottle and all that. I'm just like, oh, no, love it.
The kill kit, I loved. I love that it kind
of... The kill kit.
Well, that's what it is.
That's true.
Yeah. So welcome to Care and Keeping of Your Vampires with Debbie and Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
I thought his kill
have
kit...
Have a kill kit.
Mm-hmm. I thought his kill kit was lovely. It was good. But, like, he was just making rookie mistakes.
I think it's him getting careless.
Mm, okay.
You know, when you've been in the game for this long, let's switch into sports announcer mode.
His approach was remarkable. He went up to the guy. He said, do you know the time?
Oh, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
And again.
We can hop out of sports costume because I do actually want to talk about this. I have written down, they're all just too nice. All of the victims.
I wrote that down. I was like, don't be nice.
What you got there? Oh, it's a poisonous gas.
Right.
Oh, really? Oh, really? What?
Say what? Could I try some?
Like, oh, there it goes. What? That's it? That's all?
Do you have the time? Oh, no, well, I don't. Oh, okay. I'm going to kill you underneath this really bright light.
Or at least, though, what I always think is, like, get away out of the eyesight of the path.
Yeah.
You can see the street lamps. This is a sparse forest you're in, sir.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, this is combining my third fear, which is forests.
Oh, you don't like forests?
No.
Oh.
People get murdered there.
No, they're so pretty. Yeah. I grew up running around one.
People get murdered. You're one of the lucky ones.
I sound like a feral child. I grew up running around a forest.
My name is Nell.
I'm sorry. Do you know what I have written down? I forgot about... Oh, the face. I said I have written down I forgot about the face. And I forgot what that was in reference to. That was in reference to her older caretaker.
That's
once he poured acid on his face.
I just was so confused.
He was protecting her.
Right, I get that part. Mm-hmm. But, like, again, he was being real sloppy.
That's the thing.
Going after...
Sloppy.
Going after a high school basketball.
Especially because, okay, sir, just... From what I know, high school athletes usually have people...
Waiting for them.
Or people who know about them.
Right.
A high school athlete directly after... practice?
Yeah.
Is not a prime suspect.
No.
You know, don't go after that one.
No. And then when he just, like, runs off and hides. And, like, the thing is, I expected the kids to be like, oh, my God, let's just get him down and leave.
Oh.
And get a parent. And then, or, because these are all kids.
Yeah, that might have been what happened, but because he had already poured the acid on his face.
That's the thing, he was a little too eager with acid.
I think the thing is, he's just, I think he panicked and just thought, oh, my goodness, how can I protect Ellie? I'm insane. I'm an insane man. I'm going to pour this on my face so they won't recognize me, to buy her a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know, and then if anyone is wondering why I tied this kid upside down, I'm insane. I poured acid on my face, you know. So I do understand his rationale.
That's the thing. I get it.
And then
I was
when
just...
she came to visit him in the hospital, it's like, that was him saying, hey, I've clearly served my purpose to you. Like, almost offering himself up.
But... okay, so this is something that some vampires have mind control powers.
Mm.
And I thought that's what Ellie was doing.
I don't think that's what this is.
No, I think she's just a kid.
Yeah. It's like, I don't, because otherwise, she is also sloppy in her kills.
Right, but not for, like, Oscar, but, like, when she was trying to get
the
information from the nurse. But.
Yeah, I think if she did have mind control powers, she would have been able to lure her victims to her in a more subtle way.
Rather than jumping down from a tree.
Yes. Excellent example. And that's the thing. All of her victims, well, the first two, are just, they're so nice. Do you have the time? Oh, I'll stop and chat.
Yeah.
Like, can you help me? Oh, I'll pick this strange child up. No.
Nope.
No. You give the strange child your coat, and then you step away
and
while
call
you
the
make
cops.
A phone call.
Right.
Yeah. But I guess there are no phones. Cell phones.
Can we talk about my favorite moment in the film?
What's that?
That cats saved the day. I'm so incredibly happy.
I was looking at you during the scene. Okay, so for readers who need context.
Very sad.
Yeah, for readers who need context.
The cats.
Ellie jumps on a woman, a neighbor,
oh, no, but,
and
but,
bites her, and but then doesn't kill her. And that woman gets turned into a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes to the, cause this neighbor, there's like 20 cats, saw Ellie kill the first man under the bridge.
Yeah.
And so when, once they find his body, all the neighbors keep circling back to this man's apartment, like, you have to go to the police, you have to go to the police. And so this woman comes to
Gina or
yeah,
Gianna or something
comes to, cause her boyfriend is trying to convince the man, like, go to the police. And the cats, even before she knocks on the door,
but they did
they
that.
Sense her and they hiss at her.
They did that with Ellie when they were getting the sweet treats.
Yeah.
When, I think cats just don't like evil things.
Yeah.
So they, like, hissed.
Yeah.
And then they full out attacked
her. The very obviously not real at all cats.
Normally not a fan of CGI. CGI cats crack me up.
To be fair, these were...
they were very good cats.
These were very good
They were very
CGI
good CGI cats.
And the first time, I was a little bit too distracted by, oh my god, what are the cats doing, to fully be aware of, oh my gosh, they're not real cats. But,
no, that's
you know, the third viewing, I was like...
there's a good mix of real cats, fake cats.
Yes.
But the fake cats, like, they, like... legit bite her, and she, like, throws
yeah.
one of the cats.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Okay.
Because she didn't have a mentor. That's the thing. Vampires need to have mentors.
They do.
You can't
because
just turn
was,
people willingly.
She was alone and confused.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing, you, vampire, and a word of advice to any vampires out there.
Yes.
If you turn someone, you need to mentor
you. Need
you
need to mentor. I thought you were going to be like, we are always here to listen.
No, we're not.
Absolutely not. Don't talk to us.
I'm not letting you in.
There it is. The title. They're letting the right one in because they have to allow the vampires. They have to give them permission to come in. And then she's like, I'm in. Did you get it, Ashley?
What?
The title.
Wait, what?
I was saying the title, it's like,
I was
joking
with
around
you until
about
halfway through.
The double meaning because Ellie is letting Oscar into her life, but then he is also letting the right one into his apartment because the vampire is the thing we have to invite them in. Where it's
right.
Like, you have to say, come in.
See, I
he
thought.
He let the right one in.
Right. See, I thought, because in my head, I was segueing to a next
What do you want to talk about next?
No, I just thought it was interesting how he, when he let Ellie in the first time, he wouldn't let his mom in.
Yeah.
And so that's what I thought that you were referring
well,
to.
Well, that's that, see? Like, out of the people in his life that he lets in.
Right, he let Ellie
creepy
in.
Creepy vampire girl. The right one. But let's talk about the first time that he lets her in the apartment and she goes, you have to say I can come in. And he's just a dick and goes, what'll happen if I don't? And because she loves him, she just walks in. Like when he bought her the sweets and she was like, this is their entire relationship. Because when he bought her the candy,
he didn't know she was a vampire.
He didn't know. And then, will you go steady with me? And she said no, and then he was just, okay, because then the candy, do you want some? No. Okay, well, I can have one. And then she's puking behind the shed. Do you go steady with me? No. Oh, I mean, yeah, we can.
No.
That's fine.
Here's the thing. About the going steady scene, she is naked in your bed, and then you turn around and say, hey, you want to go steady?
No, I wrote down smooth moves, kid. And because you could, he thought he was being so
but
cool.
It was so cute, though, because, like, when you're 12, like, you don't know what going steady
no,
means.
No, you don't.
So you're, when he was like, will anything change?
No.
Well, no, it's the same thing. That's because, like,
yeah,
dating and... when you're
dating
in,
when you're 12 is holding hands.
Or eating lunch together.
Children. Yes.
That was the thing. My
dating
sister,
when I was 12 was holding
I
hands.
I just remember my sister going on some date in like junior high, elementary school. And we were like, well, how do you know you're dating? She was like, we ate lunch together. And
I was
like,
that's like,
yes.
Oh, we sat next to each other at lunch. Because, yeah, I was when I was watching this, okay, 12 is, I was 10 in fifth grade. So that's like 6th or 7th grade as 12-year-olds. Which, looking at, you know, 7th and 8th graders now, I think y'all look so much more mature than I ever was when I was this age. But at the same time, 12 is so young, and I'm very glad that they were 12 instead of, you know, 14, 15.
Yeah.
Which is still a child and too young to do this. But in a lot of, you know, media stuff, it can be twisted and... oh, you know, they're coming of age.
They could have portrayed worldly 12-year-olds or on the younger side of 12.
This was definitely on the younger side of 12.
It was very much so.
Because Oscar is so naive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just so awkward.
Yeah, and I think also that even though, I mean, she is naked in his bed, but just holding hands with him.
Yeah.
It's very awkward because it's like if these children were 3 years older, it would automatically be construed as very, very sexual.
Yeah.
But somehow it manages to be at the like as it is, there's an element of extreme innocence to it.
That's the thing. It did feel more comforting than sexual.
Yes.
Whereas with Leon going
that,
back to the,
yeah, going back to
that, that was the one where we were both kind of like
ooh.
But this one I was definitely like, oh.
Yeah, that's
like,
the thing.
Yes, she is, and like, 300 years old, or, like, 200.
But she's 12.
That's the thing.
And she's been 12 for a while. And I think what you said about the mental aging, I think that it's, like, she's... it's not that she's hundreds of years old. She's 12.
That's the
thing. She's just been 12.
It's, like, if you think about, like, family vacations you went on, where you're, like, oh, hey, this is, like, kids who get to go to, like... the Eiffel Tower or something when they're 12.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand.
No.
How cool it is.
And also, going back to the innocence thing, what they tap at the end of the word that means, like, little kiss, apparently.
In Morse code on the box.
Mm-hmm. On
that's
the train.
Disgusting.
Little kiss.
No.
Mm-hmm. Little one.
But
it's a very cute thing they're tapping to each other, Ashley.
That's the thing. It is. I do think that their relationship is more as best friends.
Yeah.
So I do like their relationship overall. I do think Oscar, I'm interested to see, like, what would happen with their relationship.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in a couple years, Oscar is either gonna be, like...
completely smitten, or he's gonna want the heck out of there.
Right. And that's when I think things are gonna go weird.
Yeah.
But I do like... I mean, I do like Ellie as a character.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar... yeah.
Just in terms of, like, wrong decisions that were made, or But the Oscar thing is, why, you know?
Right, but, like, he doesn't really make that many stupid decisions. That's
the
thing.
I think it's also, he clearly doesn't have the best family life. His parents both clearly love him, but his dad's an alcoholic.
His mom must work.
Yeah, and his parents clearly don't have a healthy relationship.
Right.
And that obviously has had an effect on him. He's bullied. He seems depressed. He's lonely all the time. He collects newspaper clippings of murders for his hobby and fantasizes about killing his bullies. So clearly there are some underlying issues that right. Oscar is working through. So you do sympathize with him because his life just kind of sucks.
Yeah. And Ellie does bring him, like, a ray of sunshine, a ray of
yeah.
hope. Yeah. A way out.
I think it's so funny, too, that the first two times they talk, she shows up and then says, I don't want to talk to you. And his answer is, okay, fine. Like, you started this conversation, though, I just like to point out. It's like, he's not wrong.
That's the thing. And I did like that he showed a bit of backbone where, like, the first caretaker was, like, when she was like, boof. Do this. And yeah. he was like, all right. And he just moved. Whereas when he was like, I would like to go. And she stood in his way. And he was like,
I mean, if you'll let me.
Right. And yeah. I was like, oh.
What's going to happen if I don't let you in?
Right.
Dick.
But the thing is, he that was
Ellie
a valid.
Ellie needs a little bit of that. Yeah.
That's the thing. It was a valid question
yeah.
to begin with.
And
didn't need to go on a solicitation. Oh, no.
No. This is also because he's the one who goes, you smell bad. Are you poor or something? Just Oscar.
But those are child questions.
Yeah, that's the thing. It just reiterates how much he is a
yes.
child.
But going back to that scene where he has to let her in.
Yeah.
Okay, that was some, like, crazy
yeah, how
stuff.
You just see it coming out of the shoulder blade
right,
first.
Like, she get, well, the thing is, I didn't realize that that's what would happen.
Oh.
Because, like,
have you seen, that's one of the most widespread stills of this, was her close-up face with the blood dripping down.
I thought that was just, like, she bit someone.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that that's what would happen to vampires. I just thought that was, like, a barrier.
Oh.
Where they just can't come in.
Yeah.
I didn't know they could actually force through it.
Mm-hmm.
They would just be in immense pain. I didn't know that that was, like, the outcome.
That's apparently the thing in this. I don't know what it is in, you know.
But anywho, yes, I did like that moment. Because it did show that up until that moment,
yeah.
you do think yeah. Ellie doesn't have the best.
And that's why I do think that another reason why I do think they do care for each other is because he's not just letting her walk all over him.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that if she was just looking for an easy target, and he was like, what happens if I don't let you in? She would have just been like, fine, forget you, and
yeah.
had gone and find an easier person to manipulate.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I do. I do agree with it. I think more in a couple years.
In a couple years, I think it's going to get complicated. This by no means means that we want a sequel.
Don't oh, no.
do it. Yeah. And that's when I was watching the American remake. Chloe Moretz.
Yeah.
Looks a lot... I mean, the actress who played Ellie in this movie did look mature, but she did also still look like a kid. And I feel like Chloe looks just so much more mature and a lot more sexual than the actress in this movie.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's just Hollywood, I think, because I do think that both actresses are very good actresses. But just in terms of the casting choices that were made, this is very clearly, like... You know, let's cast someone
yeah.
who we can make look very mature and sexual, but is at the time, like, I think she was like 13 or 14 or something like that. It was one of those
Ellie?
Things. No, Chloe Moretz when they.
Because Ellie was like 13 when this came out.
Yeah. Okay. Let's wrap this up. Well, not. Let's go into the what do you think you need to know?
Okay.
Unless there's anything else you wanted to talk about.
No.
What are you...
That's,
are
no.
you looking up Oscar?
No, that's the girl who played the...
The lady who got burned.
Yeah, that's right. To be stopped.
Oh my god! Okay, readers. The actress who played the woman who gets burned, who becomes a vampire and burns Seth in her hospital bed, her IMDb profile page is when she's... A flame
right.
in the hospital bed. Her IMDb profile page is a column of flames.
That's the thing. I was
on
like,
top
just
of a hospital
scrolling,
bed.
And I was like, that's
oh
weird.
Oh my gosh. Why?
I would, if I got blown up in a film, I would make that mine.
Man, she either has a very amazing sense of humor or someone is messing with her.
I think it was one of those things where she was like, I know what I'm going to be when I grow up.
A column of fire.
Column of fire.
Okay, so do you think you need to know about this movie? I think that you do need to know it's vampires, but the word vampire is only, you know, said once, and her answers to are you a vampire is I live off of blood. So I think what you do need to know is, like, the vampire but not element of it, where there are elements of, like, oh, vampire with the whole rules and things like that, but it's also very much, like, not stereotypical of the phrase, you know?
Uh-huh.
In terms of...
No capes.
No capes, yeah. No fangs.
Maybe. We don't see her face.
Well, we don't ever see the fangs. That's the thing, is there are so many things that have become stereotypes.
Yeah.
That they just leave out entirely and that you never see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think you need to know that.
Yeah.
What else?
Scandinavian. It's not...
Yeah, you should American. Know this isn't an English one. You should know that this is the original.
Yeah.
And not the American remake.
And
it might be worth knowing what the title of the American remake is versus the title of the original.
Oh, see,
original.
I thought it was the same thing. That's why I was, like, really worried when I was, like, looking stuff up that I couldn't, like, when I went on Tumblr, I was, like, trying to find stuff for the blog, and I was like, oh, I'm kind of worried that, and then I was like, oh, nothing's coming up, and then...
No, it's Let Me In.
Oh, okay.
Is the American remake. That came out in 2010.
I think you also need to know that this is based on a... But that's following on number two.
Yeah.
It's also based on a book.
Yeah, this is included in number two. And so number three...
I mean, truthfully, the only thing I knew about that... maybe you need to know. It's not that scary.
Yeah. It's not, the category is horror, but it's not very scary. It's not even hardly extremely suspenseful.
Nor is it extremely gruesome.
No, except for that one pool scene. But, you see the arm.
Right,
down,
but
you
like,
see the head.
I can't say that it was, I mean, how many, at Halloween you see the decapitated
corpses.
That's
the thing, is that it's not, it's really not that gruesome. And this is a standard which has been set now in our horror films that we saw a slow motion dismembered hand floating down through the water with a ligament flailing around. And we're like, not that bad.
Well,
that's not that bad.
To be fair, we both are not the hugest. We don't shy away from the gory thing.
That's true. Our issue with horror movies is not with the gore.
No.
This is entirely true. Ugh.
But yes, no, I didn't think it was that bad. And like you said, like, it is a vampire film, but only because there's really no other word for it.
Yeah.
I do think that there, if another word was better, yeah, she's right. She just needs blood to
where it's
live.
Like, are you a vampire? I live off of blood, so yes.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's the word that...
That's more of her just being like, that is the box in which I fit.
Right.
You know?
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Let the Right One In. We are going to pick back up on our...
School's back in session.
School's back in session. So we are going to try to be back the 1st and the 10th and the 20th of every month again. So on the 1st of September, we will be watching a movie that both of us haven't seen. And once again, we haven't picked it out yet. So we'll announce it on the Twitter again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We've been busy.
We do have some chosen, but, like, not in September.
Yeah, I don't, you know what? Well, stay tuned to the Twitter. And also, I mentioned this in the end of the notes last time, but, and I probably won't get around to this before the 10th, but I'm just going to keep repeating it until I do it because of accountability. Our feed will be changing because iTunes is deleting our older episodes from the feed because of how the way we process it right now. We upload files to archive.org, and after a while, that URL changes with matches up our feed. So at some point in the next, I'm going to give myself a window of 2 months. Our feed will probably change, and you might have to resubscribe. Mm. So just bear in mind, if we disappear from iTunes, find us again, we'll be on a different feed.
Okay.
Yeah. And the more I say this, the more I'll actually do it. So this is me making sure I hold myself accountable to get this done. Any announcements, Ashley?
Just the usual. Is it time for that?
Yep, it's time for that.
Just the usual. Be sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and be sure to find us on iTunes if we're not there. Be sure to check out our Tumblr. It's youhaven'tseen-podcast.tumblr.com. Check us out on Twitter at YHS_podcast. We're not on Instagram.
No.
Okay, don't follow us on Instagram. I just was ready to hit all three.
All of them.
I was like, whew, what's next?
We are on Facebook. I don't think we ever mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot to start mentioning
that. We have a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook.
Just You Haven't Seen.
It's You Haven't Seen. So check
it. The punctuation on all of our other social media, it is a question mark and exclamation point. But fun fact, if you make a Facebook page, they don't let you do the double punctuation mark.
Oh.
So I just put no punctuation. Good. And I made that because I got angry at Facebook. You can't make me choose between the question mark and the exclamation point. We're just not going to have any.
So our Facebook is a statement.
Yes.
So check us out on Facebook at You Haven't Seen. You can like us there. And
that's all.
That's it. We'll see you on September 1st with a movie that we both haven't seen.
And stay tuned to the Twitter to find out what that is.
Yeah, Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook. We'll post on Facebook,
too.
Woo!
Bye!